These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Isobody Coaching Podcast. Well, I want to welcome you guys. Thanks for joining me today. We are going to be talking today about how to get motivated to go work out after a long day. And, you know, we've all been there where you've just, at the end of the day, you're just spent. And you just don't feel like going to the gym or going out for a run or doing whatever it is that you know that you need to do in order to, you know, meet your goals. You know, you're in the Isobody Challenge. You only have 16 weeks. So, you know, you have to get the best results possible, you know, in that 16-week period of time. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give you some ideas, some things that I use on my clients. And, you know, hopefully they'll work for you. Like I said, we only have 16 weeks to do this. So, you know, even though you have the days you just don't feel like going and you know you got to go. So just a few ideas. Hopefully they'll help you guys out. So this is what I do, and I have my clients do this as well, is I post pictures, and what I personally do is I post pictures of, you know, back when motivation wasn't an issue for me, back when I was much younger and when I was competing, and like I said, motivation was not an issue. I was very, very driven, which gets to be a little bit more difficult once you get into life and your career and doing all those things, and you tend to spend a little more time at work. So for me, what I do is, like I said, I post pictures. I take pictures of some of my last competitions that I did, or I'll post fitness goals, like achievements that I want to do. So a lot of times what I do is I'll post, like, I want to drop 1% in body fat this week, or I want to lose 2 to 3 pounds this week. And I post these goals and these pictures in places that are going to be in my face all day long. You know, in those places, if you think about it, real obvious places, typically your bathroom mirror, you know, where you get up every morning and brush your teeth, you're looking right in the mirror. I typically have a picture of my goal of what I want to physically look like. You can post, you know, pictures of weight goals, like how many pounds you want to drop this week. You put those on your refrigerator, you know, post on the dashboard of your car, you know, goals about, you know, could be anything. You could go as, like, you want to have inches goals this week. You want to drop so many inches this week. You know, there's so many things you could use as, you know, having some goals. But that's what I do. Is I have my people do that, and it just helps. It's, like I said, it's in your face all day long. So at the end of the day, you know, those things have kept you focused on, you know, what you're going for, what you're doing here. You got 16 weeks, no time to mess around. Even so, you're feeling like you don't want to go. That always helps me, keeps me going. The next thing is going to be keeping your nutrition on track all day. So this is something where if you tend to slide off track, a lot of times you tend to, you know, lose kind of motivation to go to the gym because you've blown it on your diet. Well, and that happens, you guys. It happens to everyone. We don't always stay like how we should be on our diets, perfect. But, you know, being the best you can be on your diet all day long, that's going to give you a couple of things. It's going to give you, you know, fitness is at the, you know, the front of your mind all the time. And you're going to keep your energy levels up. You're going to keep your feeling good all day long. You're not going to have these highs and lows. You're going to have a nice steady energy. So you're going to have, you know, the juice to head off to the gym and do what you need to do. Number three, what you can do, and that's basically what I do for a living, is I'm kind of like hired willpower. So, but if you don't have that, have a class or a workout buddy that you're going to meet up with. You know, my clients pay me to be there. They know I'm going to be there. I've made a deal with them. They've made a deal with me. This is the time. This is what time we're meeting. And it's a commitment we make with each other. So if they don't come to their workouts, it's going to be an expensive hour off. So, you know, if you can, you know, find a workout partner, somebody that you're going to be committed to, and they're going to be committed to you, because that's, you got to have that commitment both ways. And then those days you don't feel like going to the gym, there's no one to be accountable to. Who's going to know? So that helps to have that. So, you know, make those scheduled workouts, no excuses, make sure you get there. Another thing, number four, what kind of gets to us, and so this will help keep you, you know, keep it right in the forefront of your mind, is bringing your workout clothes with you to the gym and change into those workout clothes before you even leave work if possible. You know, if you go home, a lot of times, you guys, it's so easy just to walk in, especially when you're exhausted, and head for the couch or head for that lounge chair and just kick your feet up and call it good for the night. So just don't give yourself the opportunity. Go straight from work if you can, or go at lunchtime if you can, but just don't give yourself that opportunity for something to come up when you get home, and then next thing you know, oh, it's too late, I can't go to the gym. Just make sure you bring your stuff with you. That way you're prepared. No excuses. Number five, what I do with my clients, I do this with myself as well, is which I set weekly goals with my clients and with myself. So we'll set weight goals. We'll set inches, you know, lost every week. We have strength goals that we try to attain every week. And they don't have to be big strength improvements. I guess small improvements are improvements. That's all that matters. Even, you know, attendance goals. You know, I have clients who are, you know, tend to be a little bit lax on their, you know, showing up sometimes. So, you know, that makes a difference. It's financially hurts them when they do that. But set yourself some attendance goals. You know, say, how many times am I going to get to the gym this week? And just make sure you do it. You can set cardiovascular goals. You know, being able to stay on the treadmill for 20 minutes, or on the bike for 20 minutes, or whatever it is, you know, set your goals there. And then each time you go in, maybe try to exceed it, even if it's only by a minute or 30 seconds, it's an improvement. And those little improvements, those are the things that are going to get you to your goal. So, you know, having those weekly goals set out there with, you know, a good intentions of reaching them every single week, and do your best to stay on track. And, you know, those kind of, you know, if you have that goal to reach, chances are you're going to stay a little more focused. And even when you know you're exhausted and you don't want to go, you have that goal that you have to try to reach at the end of the week. Number six, and this is a big one, you guys, I tell all my clients, this is a big one, is give yourself a pat on the back, you know, for working hard and being consistent all week long. You know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, treating yourself to a little treat meal or whatever it is you decide as a reward, you know, for not missing your workouts. You know, you were consistent, you worked hard all week long. You know, there's nothing wrong with going out and having a treat meal. And I don't mean go overboard and, you know, sabotage all the work you did all week. But, you know, if you want to take you know, the spouse out, you guys go out for a nice, you know, nice dinner and a glass of wine or whatever it is that you like to do, just make it to you just have that one meal and then, you know, back on track. It's just a way of, you know, for some people keeping their sanity and making it not feel like this is, you know, torture. You can make it so it's not. It can be fun, it can be enjoyable, and you can be successful at doing this. But just don't be afraid to, you know, give yourself that little bit of time off, you know, as a good job, you know, pat on the back, you know, you did it. So, and I know these things work. Like I said, I use them with all of my clients, and we have great success with all of these, you know, tools. Because I don't think you can do it with just one tool. I think you need a lot of things that come into play when you're trying to be, you know, successful and reaching your goal. So I hope hope some of these goals helped you guys out, some of these ideas, and hopefully you'll try some if you're struggling with that, you know, motivation to get to the gym. Not everyone does, especially if you're kind of new to fitness and new to exercising. You know, getting in the habit of going to the gym, you know, every day or every other day, you know, sometimes it's hard when you first get started, you guys. It hasn't become a habit for us where we actually look forward to going to the gym. Just a couple of years ago, I started training a gentleman who was about 5'9", 315 pounds, and had no ambition to ever go into a gym, even though he was a former athlete. You know, he was 55 years old. He kind of that part of his life had gone and passed. So he was already kind of settled into the, you know, eat a bag of Doritos on the way home from work life and relax on the couch and have a cocktail life, watch some sports. So about 2.5 years ago, we slowly started implementing a lot of these ideas I just told you, and getting him to change his lifestyle. Well, here we are 2 years later, and you know, he's at the gym 5 days a week. He is an exercise nut now. He's a what he calls himself, a gym rat now. He absolutely loves it. His life has totally changed. He's down about 100 pounds now. So if you're in those shoes and you're just getting started on your journey in the Isobody Challenge, you know, I would just encourage you, take some of these things, use them, and hopefully you'll have the same success that he's had. So, okay, well, again, I thank you guys for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Isobody Coaching Podcast. Take care.